Hi everyone, my name is Gabrielle Krefker and I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. My main focus since I have started working has been hardware and getting Node on hardware and constantly building new things. I started off with an Arduino and now I'm kind of actually working with a particle photon. So today what I want to do with this video is actually review one of my projects, but a special element of my project that kind of gave me a little trouble. So just in case you have the same issues or decide to build something very similar, you may be able to do so. So using my particle photon, I built what most people think a node bot is, which is, you know, a bot that just is moving. Like, it actually has wheels and it is controlled by some type of chip, whether it be Arduino, Raspberry Pi, particle photon, and things like that. So I actually got a chassis kit. So a chassis kit comes with the wheel, the plastic board, a place to hold the batteries, comes with a wire to wire everything up. I provided a link under this video, but with the chassis kit, it's actually very self-explanatory how to put the actual kit together, the actual car together. And then from there, additional pieces that you'll need would be whatever chip you decide to use, a breadboard, and then you're gonna need a module that actually controls the actual car. So for me, that was the hardest part. The hardest part was the module that controls the car. So as you can see below, this is my bot. This is what I built right here. As you see, it's popping wheelies and it's roaming around. And then this is an up-close view of it. You can see the motors. The motors are kind of under the plastic and they're attached to the wheels. And as you can see, the particle photon is on top and it's being powered by the battery pack. So there's another, like, you can't really see the chip part, but it's a little chip, as you see connected at the bottom. So that is the module I want to talk about. How does it work? You know, what exactly does it do and things like that. So this is it right here. This is a L9110 controller module. So this kind of gave me a lot of difficulty, especially being a beginner. This is for beginners, whoever, you know, wants to know about this video. But especially for a beginner, you're not always sure, you know, what you buy, how it works, and things like that. So I took a lot of time to really inspect, dissect, and figure out how it works. So looking back at the close-up photo, you see that each motor has two wires coming from it. So the two red wires are attached to one side, the two black wires are attached to another. The color of the wire doesn't matter, so this isn't positive or negative, but those are the wires that actually came with the kit. So the wires to control the motor do come with the kit. The way that you get the motors working is actually within the motors there's like two little notches at the top and at the bottom. Doesn't matter which one you connect where, but you want to loop the wire around the notches on one side, and then the other side of the wire will actually be put into the module. So here, I'm going to put this module up into the camera, and this is kind of what it looks like. So these two right here control one motor, and these two right here control the other motor. So pretty much, you kind of have like motor A and motor B. You would put the wire, the two red wires and this one, and the two black wires and this one. Now, when I was putting it together, what actually was really difficult for me was the wires wouldn't stay in there. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? I thought about using electrical tape and things like that. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh, there's screws on the top of here. They must mean something. So actually what you can do is you can use the screws to loosen the space and then actually make it tighter so then the wires don't move. It actually worked out really well. So once you plug it in, once you have your A and your B side, this also does need power attached to it. So you are going to have power. I'll actually show the close-up again and you can see how it's wired up. So the power is actually brought to the ground wire and the VCC slot. And you can see it here. Oops. Kind of blurry. It's ground and VCC. Okay, and over here is the two B pins and the two A pins. So for motor B and for motor A. So yeah, the wires for the actual motors are here, but how are they actually being controlled? Well, the pins for motor B and motor A are actually plugged on the breadboard so that they connect with the particle photon, and from there the particle photon can then control the module, and then the module controls the motors, and then things start moving. So that's kind of all I wanted to talk about was this motor. It really was really difficult for me. So the main things you want to take away from this is port A, port B, motor A, motor B. The two same wires from one motor go here, two same wires from another motor go here. And of course, if you want to keep them in there nice and tight, you can actually screw the screws to close up this gap and make it tighter. You do have to add power to this. And when you do actually add power, you'll know it's on. The same way a particle photon kind of lights up. This, though it's upside down, the breadboard, you will see a red light emitting from it. And that's how you know it has power. So you just want to connect ground to ground and VCC to power, you know, get your voltage. And so that's pretty simple. I know it sounds simple now, but for me trying to put it together, I actually wasn't sure how it worked or what it did. So I just wanted to give that quick go around. I will attach a link at the bottom to where you can get this module, where you can get the kit, where you can get a particle photon, but you don't have to use a particle photon just for this project. You can actually do it with a whole bunch of other microcontrollers and many things like that, whichever you choose. I will also attach a link of a really good guide from a hackathon that actually helps you put together the photon with the kit. Their kit is a little bit different than the one that you'd order off of Amazon, but the wiring and everything is all the same. Enjoy!